Yeah, Jerry told me as I walked in, he said, "Eric, I'll make a deal with you." I said, "Oh Lord, what's it for me?" He told me about preaching tonight, and at first I was kind of, well, I've had revival all week, and then I thought, well, I'm going to stay revived on it. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, yeah, I guess I can. Before I remembered, I sat down, and while Michael was preaching, I was bookmarking things, thinking, had a thought anyway, and didn't think more of it until he mentioned that. But we're going to start in the same place, and that's Hebrews 11:6, and we'll start there and go other places. And there's one word that stuck out to me about this. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, "But without faith it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him." And that one word, rewarder, came to my mind, and it just would not leave. And I've been thinking about that ever since. Thank you. Yeah. Rewarder. Mm-hmm. And I got to thinking about how many people today have lost sight of the reward. I got to thinking about, when Michael was starting to preach on the city, boy, I tell you what, that's when I just felt like a supercharge from the Lord this morning.
Amen.
When he got to talking about that city, he got to talking about the different things of that city, and boy, it just blessed my soul to think about how much I got to look forward to, amen. How much I got to look forward to not having to deal with this world no more. I have to worry about it. Right. Amen. One of these days after a while, getting to go to heaven where he said there was no abomination there. Uh-huh. Hey, there was nothing that caused any kind of pain or sorrow and nothing in the world. Hey, that could enter therein. Right. All things are passed away and all things become new.
Yeah.
Amen. A lot of people lost sight of that, Brother Jerry. Many people lost sight of that reward, amen. And hey, they don't have no reward in their eyesight anymore. Yeah. Amen. People just seems like they treat Christianity anymore. Hey, like a New Year's resolution. Amen. Hey, I'll get saved, and hey, I'll do the best I can to do right. But I tell you what, New Year's resolutions most of the time, a month down the road, two months down the road, they're gone.
Amen. Yeah.
Don't think no more about it. Amen. It's a sad thing to say that many people's Christianity today. Hey, they want to go to the altar just to make a good confession and just to get on the right side of God. Yeah. Hey, and when it comes down to the rubber meets the road, they can't endure the temptations and the hardships that come along with it. Hey, man, because they don't have, that spiritual side, that reward, that prize in before them. And I got to thinking about that. Amen. I got to think it over in Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, where it says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize?"
Amen.
Hey, so run that you may obtain. Amen. Got to thinking about the whole Christian race, as it were, that we have in our life. As a Christian, it's just like a race. Amen. You go out there, they're about to have the 5K again this year, I noticed on the board. Amen. For the run, walk for cancer. And I remember doing that last year, and I tell myself that I've got that goal in front of myself, and I'm going to get through it one way or the other. Amen. There was many people on the lot, on the roadside, amen, that had went as far as they could, Brother Jerry. Amen. Hey, and then all of a sudden you find the hay wagon stopped by and picked them up. Amen, and they got to finish the race. Amen. They didn't quit. They didn't give up. It just happened to be. Hey, that somebody was there to carry them along the way.
Amen.
Hey, and so many Christian people today, when they become a new convert, they don't have that person there alongside them.
Yeah.
Hey, to carry them up and help them go along the way. Hey, it seems like we just toss them out to the wolves and say, hey, you got saved now, have they?
Amen. That's right, brother.
But I had that goal in my sight, in my eyesight, in my mind. I had that reward at the end, amen. Hey, man, and it wasn't the free lunch. Amen. What it was the ability to know that I had achieved a 5K walk, amen. Hey, I tell you what, it was easy going the first lap, the first mile. Hey, about the second mile, it was okay. Third mile was okay. Fourth mile was getting a little tired, but I tell you what, that fifth mile, right when you're near the end of the race, hey, it's when the trying times come, amen. Hey, as in life, just as it is in Christianity, it seems like people give up right when they're very near a miracle, right when they're very near, hey, a victory, and they give up. Hey, that's when the time to stick in is more important, than ever, because, amen, the victory is just on the other side of the storm and of the trial.
Amen.
People give up way too soon. They lose sight of that goal. They lose sight of that vision. They lose sight of that reward that's on the other side. Hey, it said Abraham was looking for a city. Amen. He had something in his eyes.
Yeah.
Hey, his eyes he could see afar off, it said. He didn't obtain the promise himself, but he could see afar off. Hey, the promise that waited for him.
Yeah.
Hey, and that God is a rewarder.
Yeah.
Of them that diligently seek Him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Not that casually seek Him. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hey, hello. Not that casually seek Him.
Yeah.
Hey, not that sometimes on Sunday, sometimes on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hey, but through the week we don't pay Him no attention. Amen. If you want to receive something from God, hey, it's a personal, intimate relationship with Him. Amen. Have a daily conversation with the Lord.
Amen.
Have a daily fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Uh-huh. Hey, we gather around at the end of a service and have fellowship, but I tell you what, when it comes time for the week to happen, a lot of us lose fellowship with the Lord.
Uh-huh.
Everything else just gets in our eyes and we lose sight of the picture, the big picture. We can't see the forest for the trees. We can't see heaven. Hey, for a little old stumbling stone that trips us up through the week. Hey, we can't see the big picture. Peter couldn't see Jesus. Hey, on the water because of all the waves around him. He got his eyes off the woman.
Yeah.
He got his eyes off the reward.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And he got his eyes on everything around him that told him, you can't have that.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't have that. Hey, the devil will slip up and he'll tell you things like that. Amen.
Right,
you aren't saved. Hey, you can't make heaven your home. You got to be a good worker. You got to be a good person.
Yeah.
Hey, but the people about good persons are going to hell in a handbasket nowadays. Hey, good persons come a dime a dozen, but it's hard to find. Hey, a true Christian nowadays.
Amen.
Amen.
They've lost sight of that reward.
That's right.
I tell you what, and I'm not talking about getting to see your family and all this. That's a good thing. I'm talking about the reward is the rewarder. Amen.
Yeah.
He's the reward itself.
Yeah.
Jesus is the great reward.
Yeah.
Amen. He said He'd go away to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
People sing about mansions they're going to get when they get to heaven.
Yeah.
Hey, but and that's all good and well. But I tell you what, the Bible says He's going to prepare a place for you.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, anywhere with the Lord is home. Just like that song says, anywhere with Christ, my Lord is home.
Amen.
Amen. As long as I'm wherever He's at, then that's what matters.
Yeah.
That's the reward in itself.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul received a great reward after his fight was over, after he finished his course. He went through stonings and all kinds of persecutions. Hey, and finally was beheaded, it says. Hey, in history it says he was beheaded for his testimony of Christ. Hey, but he had a great reward to go home to.
Amen.
He said, I finished my course, I fought a good fight, and I've kept the faith. Amen. He said, you know, a lot of, I got to thinking about this, that reward, the reason people lose sight of the reward is ahead of them is because they got their eyes on what's behind.
Yeah, right, brother.
Paul said, I forget those things which are behind.
Yeah.
And I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Amen. He said that Philippians over chapter 3, he said, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. In other words, I'm shooting for the bullseye.
Yeah.
Hey, that prize is just ahead. Amen. It ain't behind there where I left that old lifestyle behind. Hey, that prize, that reward is before me.
Yeah, that's right.
They that run a race, every one of them runs, but only one receives a prize. Amen. But what do you mean, preacher? Everybody that's saved is going to go to heaven. Everybody's going to get a prize. Hey, but it's a personal relationship. Amen.
Yeah.
I can't receive Brother Ron's prize. I can't receive Brother Michael's prize, Sister Rhonda's prize. I got to receive my prize.
Amen.
Only I could obtain my prize. Nobody else could have my prize.
Yeah.
And if I don't get my prize, what a waste. Amen. What a waste it's been.
Yeah.
Hey, what a waste and what a sad time. So many people are going to hell today. Hey, that God's reserved a prize for them in heaven, but they've decided to just take it on by the wayside.
Right.
And just go on live the life any way they want to. Amen. He told the Galatians, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth?
Yeah,
so many people are hindered today by their past, by what they've done, by what they, how bad a person they think they are.
Yeah.
I tell you what, us preachers is one of the worst cases there is. Seems like every time we get done with a sermon, hey, the devil jump right on us and say, boy, you didn't say what you should have said. Hey, you could have said one or two more things and they wouldn't nobody listening to you. Hey, I tell you what, he probably told Jeremiah the same thing and Ezekiel and Isaiah and all that.
Right.
I ain't no better than them.
That's the
Lord. Hey, and it said that don't worry about their faces, you
that's
just
right.
preach them the word.
Yeah.
Amen. I'm trying my best tonight to preach you the Word.
Amen.
Amen. We need more of the Word. The Word tells us what our vision should be. You know
Amen.
That? Hey, the Word tells us what our vision should be. Amen. Over in Proverbs, I think 24:18. Hey, it says that without a vision, where there's no vision, the people perish.
That's right, brother.
Amen. I believe it was Habakkuk that said, write the vision, make it plain on tables. Hey, that they may run that readeth it. Amen. Today, it seems like so many people are trying to do the best they can. hate to get spoon-fed the Word of God and won't dig into themselves.
Yeah.
Amen. You've got to get in there and you've got to study and you've got to say, God, I want to seek you. Amen. It said He's a rewarder of them. Hey, that diligently seek Him.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. You won't get a reward if you don't put in some effort.
That's right, brother.
Amen. You don't get a reward and you don't get to the end of the finish line if you stop halfway and have you a nice little lunch. I mean, that's an old story of the tortoise and the hare. He decided to take a nap. He was so far ahead of the tortoise.
Yeah.
Amen. That hare was. And here he come, old tortoise, just shuffling along.
Yeah.
Hey, him and his walk, I tell you what. And then all of a sudden, before he knew it, there's a great shout. Hey, and the tortoise had crossed the finish line. Hey, and the hare couldn't believe it. He said, what's all this commotion? I got news for you. There's going to be many people on the last day. One had fell asleep by the wayside thinking they was coasting on through. Hey, and wonder what all the shout, the commotion's going to be about when the cries fade and the church is rising up to meet Him.
Yeah.
Hey, and they're going to wonder why in the world, how in the world do those Christians make it and me not make it.
That's right, brother.
I was a good person. I did this. I did that. Hey, but I don't understand how these old nobodies made it to heaven. Hey, because we had a personal relationship.
Amen.
Because we had the reward and we believed.
Amen.
We believe. He preached on faith this morning. Hey, if you come to God, you got to believe that He is.
Yeah.
That He is what? That He is God.
Yeah.
Ain't no use to going to God thinking, hey, well, I won't get nothing. No way. God don't ever answer my prayer. How many times have I said, you know what? I don't never win nothing. No way. I'm just going to put my name in the hat, and if it happens, it happens. That ain't no kind of attitude to have in life.
I'm
and you're laughing because you know it's true.
Yeah.
Probably done it yourself. I don't ever win nothing.
Amen.
Well, we can't have that attitude as a Christian.
That's right.
We can't have that attitude on the life's railway to heaven, heaven, thinking, you know what, I won't never get my reward. I won't never have no fun. I'm just going to get out here and do the best I can. And hey, what happens, happens. Amen. That ain't no way to live.
Yeah.
Hey, that's just mocking the sacrifice that Christ made, if you think about it. Hey, Christ wants us to have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Hey, He told us to be of good cheer for He's overcome the world. Amen.
Yeah.
We're supposed to have victory in Christ.
Amen.
We're supposed to be an example, a shining example.
Yeah.
A city that's set on a hill that cannot be hid. Hey, that being a Christian means we got victory with the Lord.
Amen.
Hey, just like Michael said this morning, we got somebody to go through the storm with us.
Amen.
Amen. We lost sight of that reward. How sad it is.
Yep.
Hey, if we have hope in this life of Christ only, we're all been most miserable.
Yep.
Many people are dying going to hell because all they believed in this world, hey, they believed in Christ just a little bit.
Yep.
Amen. They just tried to get by the best they could. They didn't excel in anything. I tell you what, even many people, hey, that's going to be in heaven are going to be sad to realize, how much more they could have been victorious, Brother Jerry.
Yeah.
Shook your hand anyway. Old habits die hard. But I mean, think about it. Many people in heaven, their reward just burning up before them because it was based on what hay and stubble, things that perish.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, it's going to be sad one of these days after a while.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says God will wipe away all tears, but I wonder how many we got to cry before that happens.
Yeah.
It's a serious thing. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says that He is a rewarder of them. A lot of people lose sight. That's the big thing. That's the big scheme of things. That reward He is.
Yeah.
Hey, but there's little rewards down here that we can enjoy too. It don't have to be when we get to heaven that everything's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Hey, God blesses us with things we need now.
Yeah.
Amen. If He didn't, it wouldn't say that He supplies all my need according to His riches and glory. It wouldn't have said in Ephesians like we studied this morning. We sit in heavenly places.
Yeah.
Amen. We have an opportunity to sit in heavenly places. And every time we come to this church, I feel like we have an opportunity. We sit in heavenly place. Amen. Well, there's so many places down the road that are definitely not heavenly. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they do in those places, but amen, they think they're having a good time. Hey, but I tell you what, they don't serve God. They don't have their eyes on the right reward.
Yeah.
Amen. They got their eyes on what's right now. Hey, they ain't got their eyes on the future, what's happening down the road.
Right. Mm-hmm. Amen.
We need to press toward the mark.
Yeah.
Toward that bullseye. For the prize. Because there's a prize to be won.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a crown of life. A crown of righteousness.
Yeah.
A robe of righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's all kinds of things that the Bible talks about. In Revelation, we read about this morning. A city whose builder and maker is God.
Yeah.
We need to be looking for that city.
That's
Don't
right.
lose sight of that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't lose sight of that rewarder and that reward.
Amen.
Praise God for being here tonight. Praise God for helping my voice holding up after a revival. Boy, the devil will try to do your best. You just sit back and take my knees, soul.
Amen.
Can't do that. Can't do that. I mean, called to do a job for the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And proud to do it. Amen. Proud to be up here serving the Lord. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't want, that blessed Spirit of God to be taken away. Don't want that wonderful spiritual high to leave.
That's right.
I hope and trust that I've done you some good tonight, that the Word of God has done you some good tonight. And I'm going to ask you, Brother David, come get us a song.
164.
And I'll tell you what, if you've got a need, you come right here to this altar.
Yes,
but I tell you, before we do any of that, why don't we just have a good fellowship? And if you got a need, you just push everybody out of the way and say, I've got a need, I'm going to go walk.
Amen.
As he sings.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long.
Amen. Are you satisfied tonight?
Let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Through this world of holes and snares, if I falter, Lord, do with me my burden share. None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Dear Lord, let it be. When my sun sets in the west, Lord, may I have done my best. May I find sweet peace and rest in that home, happy home of the blessed. Just a closer walk with thee. Granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be.
Amen.
Thank you for your attention tonight.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for that good old time religion we heard about.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord.